So I kept going here on this small patchwork, the one that was sort of just a nine patch of sort of a chaotic arrangement rather than centering things or trying to form a pattern. And then putting this woven dot in the middle, applique style, cutting away. And it's an interesting style of patchwork, I think, because it is still a nine patch, which, maybe after all these years working with nine, I may expand on that a little bit. And although it doesn't have the old order, it does have some kind of new sense of order. And the frame of mind thing started way back when I was thinking of, how a lot of times people would ask me, how should I show this work? How should I frame it? How do you usually do that? And I thought, well, why not frame it in cloth? Kind of like a cloth mat, like you do to other artwork. And that's how this evolved. I just used the patchwork to extend the piece, but to give it a sense of framing. Excuse me. And I've always liked it. And it does do that, actually. If I could see these hanging as if they were framed on the wall. And I created the frames a lot of times first, and I often used either 1 inch, 2 inch, or 3 inch squares. And then, of course, if you consider the math in that, that would leave a space in the middle for either a 9 inch or a 6 inch or a 3 inch square. And there's two ways to approach that. You can create the piece for the center out of other patchwork. You can make it line up, you cannot make it line up. But very often what I started to do is use it as a cropping technique. That is, they may have created something else on the side, and I just laid the frame over it and again used the applique method to create a piece of patchwork out of it. And I've been doing them, a lot of them, based on the 3 inch 3 inch square frame. And that makes them about 18 inches square, more or less. So I think that it's interesting in this case that I did use the 3 inch squares again as a frame, but they don't line up to the 2 inch patchwork inside. And I really like how that happened. Now I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, well, first of all, this whole thing has become really useful for me at this point because of all the loose stuff that's floating around. I can just apply a frame to it and it seems to have more of a purpose or more of an intention. And it's a great way for me to gather those things and maybe make them into something more substantial. But on this one, for some reason, I started to sketch out an idea where I could just keep going. So I had the 2 inches, then I used the 3 inches. What if I then go to 4 inch squares and then 8 inch squares? What if the whole entire piece was just sort of a sense of sanity, which I use a lot when I do this contrast stitching on whitish patchwork. And this was the only focal point. And I let it get really big. And I would just love that, it could contain this very strange relationship between chaos and order.